It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. The Colorado National Guard will conduct flyovers in several communities throughout Memorial Day. Flights of the four F-16 Fighting Falcons are scheduled between 10 a.m. and noon. The route begins at Lynn Grove Cemetery in Greeley and ends with Fort Logan National Cemetery in Denver. The jets will also fly over Silver Cliff, Durango, and Grand Junction. A man who badmouthed the Colorado State Patrol on Facebook will receive a $50,000 settlement after the state agency took down his comments in violation of their own policy. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The man criticized the State Patrol on Facebook, calling them, quote, oath-breaking Nazis, among other things. The public information officer took down the comments and then banned the poster from the state agency's Facebook page for several days. He was only reinstated after he filed a formal complaint, but his comments were deleted by the State Patrol and never restored. An internal review found the public information officer did violate the man's constitutional rights by taking down his comments, but exonerated the public information officer, saying they acted within the state agency's guidelines. In addition to the money, attorneys for the Facebook poster say the agency will require annual training for employees on social media and First Amendment policies. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Chatfield State Park's swim beach opens today. Park manager Chris Waller says water levels are lower than previous years, but he's hopeful it won't affect operations this summer.
We're still tracking. It's, like I said, it's going down, but we would have to see a completely unheard of drop before it actually caused a major disruption. So we've got a long ways to go before we start having to think about those limitations.
This year's drought has caused low water concerns for other reservoirs like Antero, which is being drained and the water relocated to Cheesman. This is KRCC and CPR News.